This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. This morning we're talking about the city of Murfreesboro. And if you have any questions dealing with the city of Murfreesboro, and I underline city of Murfreesboro, give us a shout. Now, we're not taking questions dealing with Rutherford County or Smyrna, Laverne, any of those places, strictly the city of Murfreesboro. Right now, Toby Gilley is with us, one of our Murfreesboro city councilmen. Toby, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bart.
Good to have you with us this morning. A little bit of fall in the air, just a little bit.
It feels good. I was out running this morning about 5:30, 5:45, and it felt really, really good out there.
Oh, great, great to see the change in temperature. We're 71 degrees now on the Murfreesboro Square, and a whole lot better than 89 or something.
Absolutely.
Our phone number is 893-1450. If you have any questions dealing with the city of Murfreesboro, give us a call. And, you know, you are the eyes of our community. You may be driving along and notice a pothole that has not been repaired and nobody has reported it. Well, this is your chance to step forward and do that. Now, Toby is here, pen in hand, and he's going to take down anything that you have to suggest on improving our city, whether it's pothole repairs or maybe a street sign needed somewhere or a traffic signal. Maybe you have some thoughts on the camera lights, the red light cameras. Maybe you have a thought on that. Maybe you've gotten a ticket, and that has brought you into the realization that maybe I need to slow down and start earlier when I head off to school or to work in the morning. Give yourself some extra time. Then you wouldn't have to be trying to make every minute count. 893-1450 is our phone number. If you have an area of concern dealing with the city of Murfreesboro, give us a call. 893-1450. Big year for the city of Murfreesboro. Bicentennial. Man, that's a milestone.
It is. We're very excited about that and a lot going on throughout the next year. And just a big celebration, big time for the city.
People don't stop and think about, our city, how it got its name, and all of the things that we were the state capital at one time. And can you imagine what it would have been like if we were still the state capital? It'd be a different place.
It'd be a whole different place, but I tend to think things always work out for the best, and I think we've got the best city we could possibly have.
I think we got the best deal, best end of that deal.
I think you're right.
Toby, as you look at the bicentennial for the city of Murfreesboro, tell us a little. A lot of people may not realize how our city came about. Some of the things that happened, some of the hoops that people jumped through to bring about Murfreesboro. And I know that the council and those folks have been hearing a lot of history and things of that sort. Tell us a little about Murfreesboro.
Well, as you said, our bicentennial is coming up this year. Murfreesboro was at one time the capital of the state. I forget what year that was, but that was a very brief period of time, I believe, that it was, where the geographic center of the state is located here. And then MTSU's coming up on a milestone this year as well.
So, 100 years, yeah. Yeah. And then the Civil War is 150 years. All of those dealing with this area, of course, Civil War dealt with a much broader geographic area. But it's interesting, all of these things happening right now, all these milestones, particularly here in Murfreesboro, the city's bicentennial, the Civil War's 150 right. years, and the 100th anniversary of Middle Tennessee State University. Some big things happening right here in the heart of Tennessee. Let's go to the phones. Our number is 893-1450. Toby Gilley is with us from the Murfreesboro City Council. And good morning. You're on the air with Toby Gilley. How are you today? Hello there. Anybody home? Did you want to say something? Okay, we seem to have lost that one. Try again. 893-1450. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Good morning, Bart.
Well, good morning.
Got a question.
Okay.
The old fairground property out here, I noticed some of that has had some hay cut off of it.
Mm-hmm.
But that piece of property, in the eyes of the city and the people coming in, is pretty ragged looking. Is there anything that the city council can do to push the people for responsible of that property to get it cleaned up? And they've left patches of high tall grass. And it used to be there was a person that kept it bush hogged by, and it looked good. But right now they've cut the hay off of it. It's grown back up, and it just looks plumb bad in the eyes of the visitors coming into Murfreesboro. Can there not be some kind of controls by the city put on that property?
That's a good question. What about that?
We do have some requirements within the city as to the cuttings and that sort of thing. If you'll give me the location of the property again, I'll be happy to talk to the director of building and codes and have them go take a look at it and see if what needs to be done to bring that into compliance.
I think he's already hung up, but it's the old fairground property on South Church Street, right next to the juvenile court system and the adult detention center.
I will make a note of that.
Good morning. You're on WGNS with Toby Gilley. How are you today?
Doing great. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for calling.
The stop sign at the Walmart on Rutherford Boulevard, the stop sign that's behind Zaxby's, you know, as you're coming out of Walmart, there's been some graffiti sprayed on it, and it sure would look better if it were changed out.
Well, that's a good point. Yeah, kids are out there graffitiing. And this is right over beside Zaxby's coming out onto Rutherford Boulevard over near Walmart.
I know exactly where you're talking about, and I will make sure that we look into that and see if I get that sign changed out or painted over.
And we sure could use a stop sign on DeJarnett and Alexander. Alexander's kind of become a cut through from Northfield, and it's a little treacherous there in the mornings, particularly since school has started back.
Alexander and DeJarnett.
DeJarnett.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is a very popular area these days.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Thank you for sharing those with us.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
You have
Bye.
A great day. Bye-bye. 893-1450 is our phone number. Our city councilman, Toby Gilley, is with us this morning. Pen in hand, taking down your thoughts. 893-1450. Good morning. You're on the air with Toby Gilley.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Toby. My name is Bill, and I live in Murfreesboro. And first of all, I'd like to say that I think you guys are really doing a good job running the city. I watched the your program, you know, the city council meetings. And about 2 weeks ago, I was watching, and y'all was doing some rezoning for some commercial property, and just like you usually do. And out of the blue, Miss Madeline Scales pops up and says, well, I'm not from the good old boy system. And I was just wondering, what does she mean by that?
Well, Bill, I appreciate your compliments about how everything's going with the city. I really appreciate that. That's a question you probably need to ask Miss Scales Harris. I'm not really sure what she meant by that, but I think right now we've got a council that works very well together and works as a team on almost about every issue that comes up, but I really am not sure what she meant by that comment.
Well, when she says something like, you know, we're not from I'm not in the good old boy system, she pretty much insinuated that, you know, y'all was breaking the sunshine law, which I know that's not happening, but if I'm not mistaken, her dad, Mr. Scales, was vice mayor for about 25 years. He was appointed to the power board. Her mother was on the city council, was appointed by the power board. Right now, her brother is on the power board. And, you know, and then we even got a school named after Mr. Scales. And so I can't imagine her saying that she's from the good old buddy system. It sounds like to me that if anybody's in the good old buddy system, that it would be the good old scale system. And so, you know, I just didn't think that was a good comment to slur y'all, because, you know, they've had so much, you know, good things going on as everybody else, and I thought that, you know, everybody was trying to work good together, and I don't think it's right that she's a slur, you guys.
Well, Bill, let me say a couple of things. First, I think the city owes an incredible debt of gratitude for all of the community effort and service that the Scales family has provided to our community over the years. And Ms. Harris is doing a wonderful job on the council herself, following into her family's legacy. As far as a good old boy system, what I always find ironic when people make comments about that is that I actually didn't grow up here in Murfreesboro. I was born and raised in McMinnville and came here for MTSU back in 1988. So I'm not one of the original Murfreesboro families, if you will.
Well, I mean, no disrespect to nobody, but, you know, I supported Mrs. Scales, and, you know, I lost respect for her for that comment, and also she's lost my vote. But I appreciate everything that the rest of you guys are doing. I just wanted you to know that.
Well, I appreciate your call.
Thanks for calling. Have a good day. 893-1450. That opens a line for you. 893-1450. Good morning. You're on WGNS with City Councilman Toby Gilley.
Good morning, Bart. Good morning, Toby.
Good morning.
Toby, thanks for your service. Bart mentioned something about these camera red lights. Don't particularly like them, but they're there and we got to live with it. The one red light I would like you to, if you could, I've noticed it for the last couple of months. I travel it every day, come off of Thompson Lane to Broad Street to turn left to go into Murfreesboro. The turn light, maybe one car, two cars might get through the turn light before it turns yellow, and every time there's someone that runs that red light because it's just so fast. So, Toby, if you get somebody to check that out and get that timed right and put a little less attention on the camera lights, I'd sure appreciate it.
I'll be happy to talk to the traffic engineer and have him look into the timing on that light.
All right. Y'all have a good day.
Thank you very much.
893-1450. And he's right. That one is fast.
It is.
I go through that one each morning, too. And two or three cars, if you're lucky. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Good. How you doing?
Doing great. Thanks for calling.
I was just going to comment on the lady that was talking about the stop sign behind Zaxby's. That's on a private property, so the city has nothing to do with that.
So the city doesn't do, people can put up their own stop signs?
It's private, so whoever owns that property has to put the stop sign up.
Okay, now the city doesn't have streets back there? Okay.
No, it's private streets back there.
Okay, all righty. Thank you for calling. I for some reason thought that roads going into stores and stuff like, especially in those types of areas, were
the city does still maintain some level of control over. You can't just put a stop sign up if it's a street that's an access that's leading into a public thoroughfare, mm-hmm. and then on top of that, regarding the graffiti that goes back to building codes along with the street department. So that is something that we can look at.
Okay. 893-1450 is our phone number, 893-1450. We're talking about the city of Murfreesboro this morning, as you can hear. Toby has pen in hand, and he is taking down your concerns. We're going to check on the traffic and weather, and we'll be back and take some more of your concerns. We have one phone line open, one person on hold, and actually a couple of people on hold, and one phone line open. So if you dial quickly, you'll be coming up next. 893-1450, and if you're on hold, hold on. You're coming up right after our break.
There's not much left for him to give, but I need more. He ought to know that by now.
There is no safer place in the storm. Talk Radio WGNS, Murfreesboro, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, TV 11.
I'd like to welcome a new advertiser on our Action Line broadcast, a person that we've known for many, many, many years, a person that does so much for the community. We're talking about Becky Buchner at Family Staffing Solutions. Becky, we're proud to have you with us and proud to be able to have a business like yours on the Action Line. Family Staffing Solutions.
They've given me back a new life. there are truly people in this world that care about the elderly.
Family Staffing Solutions. Personal care assistance at its best.
This is not a high-pressure business. We want you to be very happy when you agree to do business with us.
That's Becky Buchner with Family Staffing Solutions.
When you need that help, it's there for the asking.
143 Uptown Square, 848-6774. Online at familystaffing.com.
Ford of Murfreesboro offers the same great service you're used to.
Hi, this is Susan Woolsey, and I'm the Customer Relations Manager for Ford of Murfreesboro. I've been here 11 years.
Same employees, same great service.
We're doing a lot of cleaning, doing a lot of painting, doing some freshening up. We've got all the same employees that we've had for years.
Online at fordofmurfreesboro.com. Stop by Ford of Murfreesboro at the intersection of Broad and Northfield.
We're ready to give you the best deal ever and give you the best customer service that we can possibly give you.
Quality automotive repair service and repair at honest, fair prices. Roberts Discount Auto Repair on Broad Street, across from Ford of Murfreesboro. Call 896-1407. We care, and we're here to help.
Good morning. We're dealing with very heavy rush hour volume along Interstate 24 as you're making your way through Smyrna into Davidson County. So be careful out there on this Wednesday morning commute. Also dealing with very heavy volume, Murfreesboro Road through Smyrna and Laverne. All points of access to the interstate. Very busy, especially there on Old Ford Parkway. Las Palmas Mexican Restaurant's been voted the best Mexican restaurant by the Tennessean and the Nashville Scene. Also voted cleanest with the best service. Have dinner tonight. Go online, LasPalmasMXRest.com. I'm Charlie Sonny, and that's WGNS Traffic.
Thank you, Charlie. What about that Murfreesboro weather? Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
Across the forecast area, we'll have increasing cloud cover, a high temperature in the lower to mid-90s, with a light northwest wind. Tonight, slight chance for showers and storms. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Fallhuber, currently 73.
Hello, this is Frieda Morgan with First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We are a safe, sound, and stable bank. Come and see why there's a difference at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. 2230 Mercury Boulevard, member FDIC.
Bell Jewelers, where quality, value, and honesty ring true.
We buy our diamonds direct from the cutters of Belgium, the diamond capital of the world. Diamonds are a symbol of your devotion, of your life together, of how far you've come.
Bell Jewelers, a cut above.
This is Greg Tidwell from Bell Jewelers, across the street from Toots in Murfreesboro. Visit us online at belljeweler.com.
American radio's biggest voice.
You know who I am.
G. Gordon Liddy. Weekday mornings at 9 on the Good Neighbor Network. Talk radio WGNS, Murfreesboro.
It's just been approved. It's the strongest there is.
Welcome back. Our number is 893-1450, 893-1450. City Councilman Toby Gilley is our guest this morning, and he is talking about the city of Murfreesboro and listening to your concerns. 893-1450. Good morning. You're on WGNS with City Councilman Gilley.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
I've got a question. I don't know if I can address you with it or the next time the chief of police is on, but the fuel consumption for the city, I understand over there on West Main they've got their fill-up station. I'm assuming that's for all of the city. Is that correct?
It is.
Okay. Namely, police department. Would you have any numbers about the consumption, about how that's, about how much is allotted, or maybe how much is actually used on a monthly basis? And are we paying kind of like a bulk rate for that, for trucks to come in and fill up? And I'll hang up and listen. Could you comment on that, sir?
Sure, and I can answer part of your questions. We do buy our fuel in bulk. We bid that out every year. As to what the specific allotment is for the police department, I do not know because I don't have the actual budget here in front of me. I could have brought that with me and just didn't think about that this morning. But if you will call and ask the chief of police that, he would be happy, I'm sure, to answer that. Or if you want to contact our city manager's office, Mr. Lyons, I'm sure would be able to very quickly pull that up and share that information with you. But we do buy in bulk, and we do bid that out to try to get the best fuel bulk price that we can for the city.
You know, I would wonder if they had an allotment for the police department. I mean, I'd hate to think that if they used it, you'd say, "Oh, I'm sorry, you've used all your gas. Park your cars."
You're right, Marty. An allotment is not the right word. What I think we would be able to share with the gentleman is of the total fuel that the city buys and uses in an average year, what percentage of that is consumed by the police department. We're never going to tell the police department you've maxed out your fuel allotment,
so
switch over to some other transportation instead of allotment. Perhaps the statistical average of or the percentage that's used by the departments would be the better way to determine what we could provide for him.
Our phone number is 893-1450. We're looking at issues dealing with the city of Murfreesboro. And it's always a difficult problem, I would imagine, maintaining so many roads here in Murfreesboro. I mean, we're a pretty good-sized city here. We've grown to 110,000 or so people now. A lot of traffic, a lot of roads to maintain. And I'll have to say, we do a better job, it seems, of maintaining those roads than people in Nashville. You go over to Davidson County and you start hitting the bumps and potholes. Not to say we don't have any, but we do a very good job of that here.
I think our street department does an excellent job. And overall, I think, Bart, if you travel from state to state, by and large, the state of Tennessee itself does a really good job with maintaining its roadway system compared to some of its sister states. And then more specifically, Murfreesboro, I'm very proud of our street department. And we do have a lot of roads to take care of and to build and to maintain. And that's not to say there aren't going to be potholes out there or places that need to be repaired that we haven't gotten to yet. But I think our street department does a fantastic job of trying to stay on top of that.
What do you think is the biggest challenge that Murfreesboro faces right now as a city?
Probably the biggest challenge that we're facing as a city right now is what every other local community is facing, and that is the battles with the economy that are going on. Fortunately, the city of Murfreesboro, we have been poised for a long time, I think, and have stayed ahead of the game to the point that our economy is maintaining itself better than a lot of other communities around us. But there's no secret that the balance that we have of managing the growth that we have compared with the fact that there's been a downturn in the economy over the last couple of years, and that every time we think that we're starting to turn a corner, something else seems to happen on a national scale that affects that.
Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Toby Gilley. How are you today?
Just fine, you?
Doing fine. Thanks for calling.
I got a couple of questions. Main Street, where the railroad track goes across the there in, on Main Street in mm-hmm. town, it blocks the interstate intersection there, and they say that since the railroad built over those three overpasses, everybody can go over those overpasses. And I just was wondering why they can't break the train down, and because they leave it sitting there for hours, and you see people crawling through the railroad train tracks between the trains and stuff, and somebody's going to get hurt or somebody's going to get run over by another train that's passing, and it's really dangerous right there. And also, one other thing is on those red light cameras.
Uh-huh.
What I was wondering, when a person receives a ticket in the mail for $50 for running that red light camera, and a person in the state of Tennessee, anywhere in the state of Tennessee, gets pulled over by a police officer, a state trooper, or whatever, and gets a ticket for running a red light, they get a $100-something fine, plus they get 3 points on their driving record that I understand. So if a person gets 3 points on his driving record for going through a red light and a $100-something fine, that's not treating the person right, because this other person over here is just getting a $50 fine. So I'll get off and listen to y'all's answers.
Okay, thanks for calling. What about that?
A couple of things. Let me address his first question first. Regarding the railroad tracks and the trains, CSX and the railroad system are all controlled by and large by federal government and federal law. It has often jokingly been said that the only entity in the United States of America that's even more powerful than the IRS is the railroad system. And so the city really doesn't have any control over how long the trains sit there, how they break them down, that sort of thing. What we did a few years ago was to add some additional stop signage around the area of the tracks that he's referring to, because we had some accidents there where people would just go across those not realizing that there was occasionally the train that would come through, or that there would be railroad cars there.
Mm-hmm.
As to his second question on the red light camera, what other communities do as far as points on driving records and higher fines, those are issues that would need to be addressed by those other communities as to how they have chosen to fine and punish for that particular traffic violation. The $50 fine that we have put in place is something that is within the state laws that we're allowed discretion to do, and have done that as a choice for the city of Murfreesboro. And just a little background also on the red light camera as to the procedure if you get that ticket in the mail, Bart. If you get that ticket in the mail, first, before you ever get that ticket, not only has the camera made the picture of the or taken the video of the offense, but there is a police officer whose only job, is to review all that footage and then make the determination if a live officer, if you will, had been there making the call, would they have issued the ticket, issued a warning, let it go? And so that determination, that discretion by an actual human being is made before the ticket is mailed out, and then you still have the right to go to city traffic court the same way you would if an officer pulled you over, issued you the ticket, and given you a court date.
And I think in regard to his first question about why is there a difference in the fine, I think it goes back to exactly what you're saying right then. It was not a real officer who pulled you over. It was a picture made of someone in your vehicle running a red light. And they do not know who that person is that was driving. I mean, it's plain and simple. If an officer pulls you over, he pulls you over, and he talks to you, and he gets your driver's license. And so you get the penalty points. You get the bigger fine. With the red light camera, it's not a person being pulled over. They don't know who the driver is, but whoever the driver is, the person who owns the car is responsible, and so they're getting a smaller fine. But that's why you have a difference in fine, I believe. Is that correct?
That does play a factor into it.
Okay. Let's go to the phone. Whoops, lost that one. Got excited there. 893-1450.
But Bart, you do make a good point. You know, if I loan you my car and you run a red light and get a ticket, and yeah, unless you're a... You know, if you're a good friend, you're going to go ahead and sign off saying that you were the one driving it. It's yeah, your ticket, but otherwise it's on me.
I think I ran a red light. I saw a strobe light going off.
Don't know what you're talking about.
893-1450 is our number. Let me ask you this. This came up in an earlier program this week. We were talking about how the city of Murfreesboro has so many beautiful things that attract people, and one of those is the Gateway Island over off the Medical right. Center Parkway. I think there's a group that's putting together a sculpture. They had a contest when the city first started developing that area, and there was a student at one of the high schools, I don't recall all the facts about it, who won a contest, and their sculpture, the design they made, is the one that was created or selected, and they're going to be putting that now in the Gateway Island. The question that came up is, you can't see the Gateway Island because of a pile of dirt. And I had never thought of this, but somebody told me that dirt is from the pond. When they dug the pond out, I mean, there's a mountain of dirt there.
Yeah.
And so one of our most beautiful attractions, or what could be a real attraction, is being hidden. Any plans on moving the dirt?
I will get with city administration and bring that to their attention to make sure that we can look into to getting that taken care of, because that is a very good point. The there's a local 10K that's coming up in September, the Run Chicken Run, mm-hmm. that's sponsored by Chick-fil-A. that runs, that actually begins in that area. The attraction that last year when I ran that race, folks from other communities talking about just how beautiful it is out there. And you're right, we don't need to have that hidden by a mountain of dirt.
Our phone number is 893-1450 if you have a question or a comment this morning. 893-1450. Toby Gilley is with us from the Murfreesboro City Council. He has his pen in hand, and he's ready to help you. 893-1450. This is your chance. Dial quickly. We're going to pause and be right back. We're going to check on the weather. I think you'll enjoy the weather forecast.
Good Neighbor Network is on FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, TV 11, and WGNSradio.com. WGNS, Murfreesboro.
This is Sean Brown. This is Sean Brown at Southeastern Tire Service, where we now offer the Michelin Promise Plan. The Michelin Promise Plan is a new offer which includes a 30-day ride guarantee, 3-year flat tire changing assistance, and a limited mileage warranty on all Michelin passenger and light truck tires, replacement and original equipment. Did you know we now provide air conditioning service? Let our ASC certified technicians get your car road ready today.
Southeastern Tire Service on Broad Street across from Advance Auto.
Over the years, I've encouraged you to save at Bell Furniture. Many of you have called me and said, you're right. They do have first quality name brand furniture at about half the price you pay at other stores. They have the comfortable Catnapper recliner. This has both the heat and massage unit. Regular $899, but just $599 at Bell Furniture. Save with Perry Bell and Linda Ferris at Bell Furniture. 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
Well, it's us again, Margaret.
And Tia with Michael's Painting. All of us hope you are having a great day so far. We just wanted to remind you that you can call my dad, Michael, with Michael's Painting at 542-1891 for all your painting. We paint residential, commercial, and interior and exterior.
We are a family-owned and operated business here in Rutherford County. So call my husband, Michael, and get your painting done. 542-1891.
Weather Eye.
Across the forecast area, we'll have increasing cloud cover, a high temperature in the lower to mid-90s, with a light northwest wind. Tonight, slight chance for showers and storms. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Fallhuber. Currently 73.
Thinking about retirement living for yourself or a loved one? Think Adams Place in Murfreesboro. Retirement and assisted living, rehabilitation, and long-term care are available. Adams Place Retirement Community. Senior living at its finest.
This is Dr. Pete, host of the Maximize Living Health radio show, where living healthy means living free. You can tune in and listen to me every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 here on WGNS Murfreesboro.
That's a word to motorists out there who are coming up to an intersection and there's a traffic signal. Slow down. Welcome back. Our number is 893-1450, 893-1450. Toby Gilley is with us, and I do want to mention this because a lot of people don't realize this. Starting several weeks ago, when we made some changes with our website and made some pretty exciting new things, if you haven't checked our website out lately, go to WGNSradio.com, and on the website there is, across the top blue bar, one of the columns is podcast. So if you missed this program with Toby Gilley, or if there's something you wanted to hear again, you can listen to it anytime you want. Our Truman Jones Show in the afternoon, or the Action Line, or Rutherford Issues, or any of those programs. The special press conference with Blue Raider Football the other day. It's all on there, and you can listen to it at your convenience. That's just another service of your good neighbor station. Let's go back to the phones. Our number is 893-1450. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Toby Gilley. How are you today?
Hello.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
I thought the gentleman that called in a while ago, I don't know who he was or is, excuse me, he asked the question. He mentioned, you know, the CXS.
CSX.
And the traffic, how they tied up, believe, in the trains. I called one time CXS, and they're located, I believe, in Knoxville. I'm not sure, because I was having to go on Nashville Highway under the overpass that the train goes over.
Mm-hmm.
And that thing has been there, looks like, for years and years, that overpass. And then when they had that mulching center out there, it said no trucks. But before then, you could tell that there had been, at the top of where it was passing through, that it was, it's all crumbling and everything. But also, I knew two people several years ago. It had not come a very much rain until they were swimming in their vehicle, did not know that it was that high under the overpass, and honestly tried to get out their windows and couldn't get out the windows because the water came up when the vehicle hit the, got in the water. It caused it to rise up to the windows.
Mm-hmm.
So they were soaked. But it seems these CXS or CSX, CXS, do not much pay attention to all these trains and the tracks. And also, it would seem that they would post the hours that they run on their on the signs at the stops, when they stop, so that traffic doesn't so back up.
And
also, I have experienced early one morning coming home from what I was doing and where I'd been, a train stopped. There was no traffic on the streets anywhere, and it had come to a total rest. Didn't see anything, didn't have any lights on, was not any lights on at the crossing, was not any lights on the train. It was just sitting there. And so what was I to do? I stopped, but I looked, and there wasn't any lights at all. And just as I got my back bumper off the train, off the track, well, the thing started up. And, you know, I really think there ought to be a little bit, not a little bit, but a whole lot of noticing what's going on with the trains and so forth. And also the red light cameras.
Okay.
When you go, is there a certain point that you can get under these cameras and still be caught? Because I have noticed that if you're the car just as the red light camera is going off, then you can be caught and it not, and it take a picture more mm-hmm. than likely, but it's already gone off, just like the yellow light. You can go under, so you can just be at a yellow light and go under, and the red light comes on. It's the same with the camera. I don't see the difference.
Well, that's very good points, too. Let's start with that one, since that, Toby, what about that? What is the determining point of, you know, whether or not you're at violation?
What the officer is looking for when he reviews the footage from the video feed, Bart, is to determine whether you had already crossed the stop bar, the white stop bar, before the light goes red. If that's the case, generally speaking, you're not going to receive a ticket. Mm-hmm. But if the light is turned red before you've ever approached and crossed that stop bar, that's sort of the determining factor as to you getting the ticket.
So if you are past the stop bar, the place, the white line on the road where you're supposed to stop, if you have time to stop, if you have passed that and you're on a yellow light, caution light, and the light changes once you've passed that, you're home free.
Well, the camera may go ahead and take your picture, but what the officer is instructed to do, if that's what shows in the footage, is to not send the ticket. Now, I'm not encouraging people to run yellow lights, but the reason that provision, that level of discretion is in place, is because all of us get caught in those situations where you'll start out and the light will turn yellow and then to red before you can get through all the way. And if we like to think that if an officer saw that live being there, that they would use the discretion to realize that's not someone trying to run a stoplight.
Mm-hmm. Now, on the issue of CSX Railroad, let's look first at her first concern was the underpass there on the old Nashville Highway, West College, whatever you want to call it, over by the trailhead, I guess, the dog right. park, Bark Park in that area. That is an area that is low. I mean, we've seen trailer trucks get hung under that. And when the water comes in fast, it does flood. Is that the city or is that CSX's problem?
For the most part, that is CSX's problem, and she is correct in trying to contact CSX, or even I would suggest contacting Congresswoman Black, since the railway system reports for the most part to the federal government.
Okay, so it's not a state issue.
No,
or city either.
That's right. The railroad is a federally maintained body of law.
And so even though it creates a problem on a roadway that is used. And is that a state highway?
I believe that is a state highway, which the area she's referring to.
So even though it is a state highway, it's not a major concern, I guess, to CSX.
That question would have to be addressed to CSX.
Okay. Now, her other question dealing with the trains being parked for long periods of time, possibly posting when the trains would travel through that area, so you'd have an idea, well, it's close to 7 o'clock. I don't want to get there because that train will be parked. Is there a way to do that?
That, again, is up to CSX if they wish to post those hours or if they want to turn around and say that it's sporadic as to when we do it or not do it. That's really on them.
All right. Thank you for calling, ma'am. 893-1450. Let's take another call. 893-1450. Good morning. You're on WGNS. Okay, lost that one. Let's try this one. You're on WGNS. Hello there.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes. I just wonder if Councilman Gilley and the City Council has had any update on the finishing of South Church Street from Indian Park Drive to Broad Street. Portions of that street is really beginning to deteriorate, creating some potholes on the outbound lanes, and I think Councilman Gilley travels that probably frequently, and I just wondered if he's got any update as to when they're going to finish that from Indian Park to Broad Street, especially that section, because there's a lot of truck traffic on it now going into the truck stop, and from the bridge to Indian Park, portions of that roadway is deteriorating too. Just wondered if he has any update on that.
I don't have any specific updates for you, but as soon as I get back to the office this morning, sir, I will contact our traffic department and ask them to post an update as to that on the city's website.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling. By the way, if you could send us the responses that you're getting on these, we will put that on our news site, and listeners can check that and see what has been done to rectify or if there's anything that can be done on any of these issues.
Absolutely.
893-1450 is our number. Let's go back to the phones. You're on WGNS with Toby Gilley. Good morning.
All these people standing on the street corners advertising these businesses, do they have to have a permit and are they licensed by the business? And every other car I see going down Broad Street's got some advertisement on it. Somebody's selling something or hawking something they're selling. I just wonder, do they have to have a permit?
What about that? Let's start with the sign spinners that are on the street corners. Do they need a permit?
We get calls about the sign spinners all the time. And no, to my knowledge, they do not. And when we have talked to city legal about that, we're told that is a constitutional freedom of speech issue as far as the sign spinners are concerned. But we get complaints about the sign spinners a lot, quite frankly. As to the advertisements on vehicles, if you're talking about people that has, you know, painted their logos on it or have had the vinyl magnets that, that they put on the sides, those do not require a permit. Now, a couple of years ago, we did have a business that had come into town that referred to itself as a rolling billboard, which was basically a cube-sized delivery truck that the sides had actually a louvered panel on the side that continually rolled one paid advertisement after another for not their business but for other businesses, and that was something that was controlled by the sign ordinance.
So that would be a billboard.
Correct.
893-1450. Speaking of billboards, I wouldn't have thought about this. This electronic billboard, wasn't it found by court to be illegal, and yet it's still up?
That is correct. We did win that court battle as to the procedures as far as it being taken down. And
how long
sort of
ago
thing.
Was that?
It has been a little while now.
A year?
Probably close to a year. But that is an issue that City Legal is working on through the court system as to in enforcement that I believe that City Legal would prefer that we not comment on.
Okay. You're on WGNS with Toby Gilley.
Good morning, Bart.
Good morning.
Good morning. I was calling in. First, I wanted to thank Mr. Gilley for his work, and especially with the equation that he came up with for giving the part-time people a raise. And I hope the gentleman that called in concerning maybe the Scales family, I just wanted to say that there have been several schools and things that have been named after prominent business people, people who have given a great deal of their life, their time to make Murfreesboro a better place. Example, Hopgood School was named after Mr. Baxter Hopgood. The really nice John Pittard School was named after one of the late councilmen, Mr. Pittard. And, you know, I felt like, you know, Scales Schools was more than deserving of being named Scales School for all that the Scales family has done for anyone here in Murfreesboro. And also, the appointment of people on these councils and commissions are just what they are, appointments. If he wants to be on any commission or anything like that, I was under the impression you go to the mayor's office, fill out an application, and just tell them you want to work on a commission, and that is the process. Now, it's different between electing someone to be on a board or being appointed. And also, Mrs. Scales only finished out a term for Mr. Scales. She was never elected to the city council. And I just wanted to clarify some things and, you know, maybe set the record straight. Thank you. Have a blessed day.
Thank you for calling. And, you know, I don't know where the time has gone, Toby. We're sitting here, and I have all the lines are still full, and I'm looking up at the clock, and it's gone.
I know.
We're going to have you back again.
Well, anytime, and time does fly when you're having fun.
Does.
And
it
I appreciate
really
all the concern that the citizens have and all the positive comments that have been made this morning and the constructive issues that we need to address in the city.
And check our website and on our newscast as Toby finds answers to some of these questions that you have brought up. We will share those responses with you and let you know what happened. Again, Toby Gilley visiting with us today. Toby, thank you again.
Thank you, Bart.
Tomorrow at this time, we're going to be talking lawns and gardens. This is the time that you need to start thinking about redoing that yard. You know, you're always looking for the best time to do the yard. We're just a matter of a few weeks away from the optimum time, and we'll be talking about that tomorrow. Hey, have a super rest of the day. Keep that smile on your face.
When you came in this world, and I'm trying hard to feel.